Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com today. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Foul or Fair with Rod Allen. There's a lot going on in MLB, so we will get to that in Foul or Fair. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. And it is what, Rob?
A trash talking Tuesday.
That's
a chance
right.
To trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Yes.
In the third hour, hit us up 877-99 on Fox. Get your takes ready, though, because you got to come correct. All right. We're going to stick with this. Look, it's the story of the day. It is the story of the day, and it is the postponement is the term they're using of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten football seasons. But we're going to, you know, there are a lot of angles on which by which to approach this, Rob. And we touched on it slightly, but let's go there all the way this time. And you've got coaches, Scott Frost in Nebraska. You've got Ryan Day at Ohio State. You got James Franklin at Penn State saying that if they have to, they will look at playing outside of the Big Ten. And then there's the story that the SEC is just waiting. Like, they're waiting for teams to leave their conferences, or at least for this year, or this, even this semester. Yes, and poach them and create one massive super conference. This is, to me, Rob, I'm just going to say this. I think that the coaches, the administrators, the adults, let's put it that way, the adults who are pushing to play, who are saying, you know, it's okay to play, we're going to leave the conference and play elsewhere, I'm sorry, I think they're being greedy and selfish. And I mean both terms, because I think with some, it is all about money. And I think with others, it's a selfishness. It's and in one sense, this is a compliment. Some of these guys really live for football. They live for the practices, the games, and all of that comes with it. And I get that, and that can, in some sense, be admirable. And they just want to play football, and their life is about football, and they can't think about doing something else. So that's why I say, though, it's selfish on their part, because you are willing to put your players at risk. And again, I'm no doctor, but none of you are doctors for the most part.
Jim Harbaugh's not a
right.
doctor.
Jim Harbaugh's James not a doctor. Franklin's Ryan not a Day's doctor. Not a doctor either. And I get it. All I'm trying to do is go off what the doctors, the experts, are telling us. And I know everybody's got a conspiracy theory. And I don't know. Why should I believe the conspiracy theories over the fake news? And there is a lot of fake news, but why should I believe Chris, that over the right, over the left over the right? All I can do is look at the so-called experts.
But here's the only part about the conspiracy theory. The rest of the world is taking it, being involved in it as well. You know, like, yeah, this whole thing. This is about the presidency and the election. They want him to look bad. But how? You mean Korea's involved? Australia's involved, Chris? Seriously. These are educated people who are telling you there's some sort of thing all around the world? That's really what's going on? I'm just asking. Tell me, everybody's worried about the United States election? The whole world has put on a ruse.
It's hard to fact. Look, what have we been fighting for? Social injustice. We've been fighting racism and white supremacy. The whole world was in on that. You know, Europe, America, you know, they colonized Africa. All the European nations were promoted. So I get that. I mean, you could say there have been instances where, yes, there was a worldwide conspiracy. I just can't buy this. I don't know. I'm just saying, all I can do as a layman is look at what the experts are saying. And you're right, Rob. I mean, there would have to be this gigantic conspiracy.
Right.
And I just, it's hard for me to buy into. I'm sorry. And I'm not. I am countercultural just by definition as a Christian.
And here's the other part,
because I don't agree
too,
with a ton of what's going on in the society. So here's the I'm not against being countercultural. I'm just saying I can't fully, I haven't seen enough to know, no, this is definitely a conspiracy just to get, you know, the left in power and all that stuff. I haven't seen enough to believe
that. The owners who own these teams, Chris, I'm talking on a professional level, most are Republican.
True. So very true. Good point.
Most are Republican.
Good
so
point.
What,
great
what
point.
In the world would they be doing if that's the case? Stop it.
Great
be
point.
Be logical. Go look at who they donated money to, Chris, at the last election.
You're absolutely right.
It was for the current sitting president. So stop.
That's a great point. Because most of these people with tons of money, they are Republicans.
Yes.
You're right.
Stop it.
You're absolutely right. And I just think, Rob, it's you can't, here's the other thing about these coaches. And to me, this is undeniable. What does every college coach, regardless of his sport, try to drill into the heads of his players? Respect authority. I'm the head coach. This is how we do it. It's a part of sports, folks. If every lineman doesn't listen to my voice and listen to and do it the way I say, we're not going to be good. When I call the plays, run the play. Respect my authority. If I say no facial hair, no facial hair. If I say no long hair, no long hair. That's the culture that they cultivate. Some may not go that far, but all of them have a culture of respect for authority. And I get that. I like that. I think we need respect for authority in society. But now, what about your respect for your authority? Because Ryan Day at Ohio State doesn't like what the commissioner of the conference said, you're just all of a sudden going to go rogue? Because Scott Frost doesn't like it, you're just going to go rogue? Oh, forget respect for authority. I'm going to do what's best for me. Don't be surprised when it comes back to haunt you. In fact, it is coming back to haunt you because these players are saying now we want our money.
And where will these guys be, Chris, when it's time to pay the piper? Are those guys going to be on the front lines helping out these kids and their families when they have to pay medical bills and lose loved ones? I'm just asking.
Right.
Where will they be? They won't be anywhere. And you want to put the onus on the universities? The college presidents aren't going to be liable, Chris. They're not going to be liable. Because it'll destroy the university. They understand that legally.
Yep.
And these guys have some nerve. They really, really do. To ask kids to like you say, go rogue and not set an example for authority. This is what the college presidents, that's their job.
Right.
And Kevin Warren, who's the president of the commissioner of the Big Ten. That's his job, Chris.
Yep.
That's why he's in place. How dare you guys just snub your nose at it because you didn't get the decision that you wanted.
Thank you.
It's like a kid. That's what it is here.
It
and
is.
Those guys have that, that's exactly what it
childish.
Is.
They can try to
we're gonna take our ball and go to the yard down the block. That's what they're telling you.
That's exactly what it is. They can try to politicize it and belittle it
and show you all these numbers, right? And all
you're acting childish. You are betraying your own rules. Respect authority. That's what you tell your kids every single day. Now you respect some authority. And we went to the NCAA, Rob, and it's a mic. This is part of the problem. I mean, there are those that say if everybody had just put on the mask, stayed at home for a few months, maybe we'd be past this.
You know what? It might have been like everything shut down for 3 months. Don't leave the house. Don't do anything. We might be in a different place, but that didn't happen. And when we went out and they were patting the governors of Arizona, Texas, and Florida on the back. Oh, look what they opened up. People are in the pool. People are on the beach. Spring break. And what happened?
Yep.
Set us back. That's why we're where we are.
Here's another interesting thing, and you brought up before the break that Harbaugh was having at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh was having practice. And the Big Ten did announce that they will allow teams to hold, quote unquote, voluntary practices and workouts for 20 hours a week. Now, that's a bit baffling to me, Rob, just because, you know, that sounds like halfway. You know, can they still practice together? I get it'll probably be non-contact. And I guess you can, if it's non-contact, probably non-equipment. They can socially distance. You know, they can work out. And I get wanting them to be together. I would still want the team to be together to some degree. and, you know, maybe you can work out. You just keep sanitizing the weight room to the degree that you can. They're wearing gloves maybe when they lift weights.
Right.
You can socially distance in terms of running drills and catching passes and things like that. But it seems a little strange just because, you know, if you've canceled the season, is it safe for them to be practicing? You know?
That's a great question because I don't know. And I just – even today, the optics of it, you know what I mean, on the day
right.
You know, if you wanted to have a team meeting to say, hey, hold your heads up, hang in there, whatever. But to practice on a day that they canceled the season, it didn't feel right to me. It felt weird. But that's Jim Harbaugh, and that's what they did at Michigan. I don't know what other schools did that, Chris. But it seems strange to me. And I don't know. I don't know what practice is. I don't know. Maybe, again, you could work out. You could do your individual workouts. Do you need to be sweating and spitting and tackling or whatever?
Right.
I don't know if that you need to do that right now.
No, I can't.
Because there will be no game from here to the end of the year.
Right,
there's no football
right.
game for you.
You definitely don't need to be tackling and in pads. You can, if you want to do, you know, workouts with no equipment and you're running pass patterns and
right.
running through plays and, you know, you're somewhat socially distanced. That's one thing. I guess that's okay. I guess. But it's a bit odd. All right, let's throw it out to you guys. And remember, Rob and I, this is always the case with the Odd Couple. Feel free to disagree. I mean, heck, we disagree all the time with one another. So feel free to disagree, but call up if you agree. If you disagree, whatever it is, you can feel free to make your point. 877-99 on Fox. Are Big Ten football coaches being selfish when they say they're considering trying to play games this fall in a different conference? And what do you think about our take that they're betraying their own rules by disrespecting authority? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what your battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877. Oh, go ahead. You got a new one?
No, my car's in the shop.
Really? What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. We'll talk.
Really? Uh-oh. You didn't get in an accident, did you?
No, but there was some
But
damage,
that's a new so. Car.
Rich man
problems.
A new
car!
Right. Yes. I said a new car because you've been shopping. I see you've been shopping.
Yes. Deals.
You getting all types of new fly gear.
Have you seen the prices, Chris? Seriously.
Yeah, but when are we going to be able to wear anything?
I know.
I was tempted to buy a new pair of sneakers just for
I needed
just for a comfort purchase. That's all it was.
For
I ain't
TV
gonna lie.
Because I don't have purchase. Anything. You know what
you
I mean?
You don't have
at
your
house.
Stuff from the studio?
No.
Really?
I haven't been to the studio in months. No.
Me either. I brought a lot of my stuff home. You should go up there, though, one day
and get
your stuff. Seriously.
Yeah.
They'll let you. You know?
All right.
You guys make way too much money to try to get free clothes from FS1.
No, they buy our clothes.
Right.
No, it's there to be used at the studio, not for you to take it home and wear it on the streets.
No, but I need it. I'm on TV every day now. And so, you know, during the season. Yeah, I need my clothes.
All right,
I need my clothes.
You know I'm looking sharp, Rob G. Don't hate.
Educate.
Just because you're still wearing tough skins, but
tough skins. Wow.
You remember tough skins, Rob?
Yeah, I do. Christian in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
I kind of have to side with the coaches on this in the college ranks, just because it's a production-oriented business, and if they have their players sit out for a year, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately? Now, I agree that there needs
but
to be
everybody's sitting out. They're not behind. Everybody's sitting out, you know?
The SEC's not sitting out.
We'll see about that, Christian. We'll see if they play.
Believe me, Jim Harbaugh wants – he don't want to get within – 200 miles of the SEC. All right? He has enough trouble in the Big Ten, all right? He don't need to be thinking about the SEC. But go ahead. Let finish your point. Is he there?
We lost him.
Okay.
All right. Jeff in Boise, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Jeff, what you got?
Yeah, I don't think they're greedy. I think they're stupid. And here's why. Coaches are notoriously conservative, right? We hear it in the analytics community.
They
don't.
Yes.
This is a free year of money. No one's getting fired. No one is firing anyone during a shutdown year. You get a free year of salary. This is great. You don't look like the – no offense, Nebraska's a terrible football team. He's going to get fired in a couple of years. He gets one more year.
Some of them may not get paid. But here's the deal. They're all – unless this is their first year, Rob, they're all making enough money where, to be honest, they can do, you know, if you're getting $3 million a year and that's a low one, right, for these top teams, then you're fine. I hate to say it, you're fine.
But I don't know what the financials
are. And I'm sure
like
they're getting
no
something,
season.
Right? Yeah,
because they were asked to take pay cuts. I remember Jim Harbaugh took one at Michigan, right, during
the
pandemic.
Did you know how much?
I don't remember what it was.
Because he's making, what, seven?
I don't know what it is. It's
so even
much.
If it's a 50% cut, come on.
It's still a lot of money.
Yeah,
all right,
you're still fine.
Brian in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Yo, man, I just wanted to speak on it. I just feel like it's sad that they're trying to not even find a loophole, but just create new rules to go out there and play and make these players play. It's selfish, it's sad, and it's going to take a player getting sick and being fighting for his life in the hospital for them to come and say, oh, we messed up, we're sorry. They're talking about the money they're going to lose. Everybody losing money. People losing their houses. People losing their family.
Right.
I mean, that's what's going on in the world. It's just, it's bigger than football. It's bigger than football.
Good call. That's
it
a sensible
is.
Call.
We're
There's
all
no doubt.
Going through it.
Yep.
All of us.
Yep. You know how many walks I've been in around my neighborhood, Rob? I know like every house now within in a mile radius.
I hope you wipe your feet before you come back in the house, all that walking.
I don't get that.
Dog poop all over the neighborhood.
Come on, please.
All right, Brett in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's up, Brett?
I tend to agree with the coaches. Nick Saban spoke up. Urban Meyer spoke up. It's proven that with structure, the college athletes are testing more negatives than if they're not playing ball. So I think that these conferences that are shutting down organized athletics are actually hurting their kids more than they're helping them. You got to think.
Couldn't disagree with you
more. Keep the caller on.
Couldn't disagree with you more.
They're not in a bubble.
And they're not
going
to anybody, and they're not traveling
on campus.
But they have where if they're not playing sports, they're going to be out partying every night.
They're going to be out doing that anyway. Not every night, but
they're college kids.
They're college kids on campus.
Unless
they're in a bubble where they can't.
And with no structure, you just.
He hit a button. By mistake. Let's go to Texas. Chris, I get these guys. They listen to the coaches, and they put out what they want to say and tell people that this whole notion that they're going to be safer playing football and getting sweat and spit on them and traveling the country to play football games.
Flying the games.
Right. People are crazy if they believe that.
If you go ahead.
Tim in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Man, I'm knocking both of you cats today, man. Y'all in y'all own world, man. Hey,
you just want something to watch on TV.
Wait, hold up. Wait, it ain't got to say, man. Let the coaches make the decision. Let the kids make the decision. I bet if you poll the kids that want to get out there and play, I guarantee you that the majority of them want to get out there and play versus.
Does that mean
the whole camp?
You don't,
Tim. Stop it. Stop it, Tim.
18 and 19-year-old kids sometimes make wrong decisions.
Chris, they want to go out there with a concussion or a bad leg. Stop it, Tim. And you know it. It's about the adults who are supposed to look out for the kids and make the right decision. Of course the kids want to play. You didn't break no news here on the Odd Couple. We know the kids want to play. If you put a vote out, the kids would want to play. Hell yeah, they want to play. Everybody else is at home. Chris Broussard is in New Jersey. I'm in Los Angeles. I haven't seen him for 5 months. Why? Because our bosses don't think it's going to be in our best interest for us to be in the same room.
And we're not even tackling each other.
And we're not tackling. We might spit on each other a little bit, but we're not doing anything else.
Here's all we need to say, Rob. These students that want to play, their classmates are having COVID parties.
Yes.
Okay? Their classmates are partying every other night, going to the beaches, hanging out together, kicking it. Come on, man.
And here's the other part, Tim, because you have some nerve. It's so safe that they want the kids to sign a waiver.
There you go.
That's how safe it is. If it wasn't a health issue, they wouldn't worry about it. Where's the coaches putting up their money in a trust fund to take care of the sick people and the people going to lose their lives and their parents and grandparents? Where's that money?
Yep. Yep.
They don't want no part of that.
And Rob, this is a minor point. It should be a minor point, but I know a lot of people just want to see college football, and we all love college football.
We all do, Chris. We all do.
Let's be thankful we've got basketball. It looks like we'll have pro football. We got baseball. You know what I mean?
And we got hockey.
We got other things to watch. We got hockey. Yeah, we got other things to watch. All right, we're going to be doing Foul or Fair with Rye Allen next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's that?
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh, my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's The Odd Couple with former MLB veteran, Rod Allen.
Yes, sir, it is Foul or Fair, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss all the biggest headlines surrounding the world of baseball. In order to do that, though, we had to invite a real baseball expert, not a guy who plays
what?
One on TV. That's Rob Parker. So today's guest, none other than our man, Rod Allen. Rod, how you feeling this evening, buddy?
You already know. I'm ready to go.
Love it.
All right, then.
You know how this segment works. I got three baseball stories. We'll see if the guys think the topic is foul or fair. So let's get started, guys. Story number one, Jose Altuve hitting a whopping 183 on the season. So naturally, a lot of baseball fans are taking great delight in it. They're saying things like, see what happens when he doesn't know what's coming? When there's no trash can, he's terrible. But even still, Altuve's 183 is still higher than the batting averages of guys like Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger, and Anthony Rendon. But nobody's really coming down on those guys. So here we go. Here's the question. Rod, is it foul or fair to say that baseball fans are being too hard on Altuve?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Altuve's lucky that the pandemic hit and it's really not a regular season, because what they were going through, the Houston Astros, the first couple of weeks of spring training when they started playing games, it was not going to be a pretty season. But with that being said, I mean, what I'm starting to hear, guys, that the end game moves as far as hitters are concerned. You can't watch video these days. So guys are having trouble, and you mentioned a bunch of guys that are having trouble with their batting averages. They can't make those adjustments because they can't watch that video. So I'm going to go with foul on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Look, they can criticize him all they want. And I don't know yet, and I at this point at least, I don't believe it's because he doesn't know what pitches are coming. I mean, unless he's been doing this his entire career, getting the pitches, then, you know, he's still a good hitter. I mean, he's hit well his whole career, especially like the last 6-7 years. So I think this is just, you know, he's in a slump like the other guys that you mentioned. But because of the situation with the Astros, all is fair game. They can criticize him all they want. He's lucky that they're not in the ballpark to criticize him, because it'd be much worse.
This is a fair ball.
It's a fair ball.
Absolutely is fair, because they saw the video. They saw the walkie-talkie or buzzer or whatever was under his shirt when he hit that home run to send the Astros to the World Series off of Chapman. So people are looking at that. People heard the videos up for their own hand. Garbage cans. It wasn't Oscar the Grouch or whatever banging the garbage cans. This was to help him know what's coming. So because of that, if he was batting 300, nobody could say anything. But instead, he's batting a .183, and they have a right to razz Altuve.
I think you agree with us, Rob, right? Rob G? I think we all were foul on that.
Rob went fair.
The question was is it foul to say they're wrong? And they can do what they want.
Yeah, so. But it sounds better when you guys confusing. Say different things. Otherwise,
right. But it was a little confusing the way you worded it. That's on Rob G. That's his fault.
We move on then to story number two. According to Bill Shaken of the LA Times, Major League Baseball is mulling over a plan to play the postseason inside of two separate bubbles. Now, given what we've seen so far this season from the Cardinals and the Marlins, Rod, is it foul or fair to say baseball should have been playing in a bubble all along?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, when you start talking about 30 teams, you start talking about 60 players, coaches, managers, trainers, that's too many people. I mean, that's, I don't know where you'd get that bubble at. But I think baseball has done the best that it can do. But if they're going to move forward in the postseason with 16 teams, they are going to have a bubble, because I think that's the only way that they can complete it. And I don't know some of the cities they're talking about having a bubble in if you can keep these players in the house. They're talking about Chicago and Los Angeles and players. When you get to Hollywood and places like that, they don't want to be in a bubble. But they have to be in some kind of a bubble if they get to the postseason.
I'm with you, Rod. I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Mostly because of just the pure numbers. And let's be honest, and I'm not I get the Cardinals and Marlins, but there have been baseball games most of the nights, and most of the teams have been able to ward it off and play. If you had 8 or 10 teams, then I'd say, okay, it was a mistake and the season should be canceled. They keep playing. And you're going to have a couple of outbreaks because everybody's not in there, but I'm with you. And I don't have a problem with it in the postseason with a smaller number of teams. So I'm good with the way baseball's done it. We've had baseball for the most part except for a couple of teams, and I'm good.
Both I'm surprised. That's the first thing we've agreed on 2 years, Rob.
Is that right? We agreed for a change. There you go.
Well, I'm going to disagree. Wow. Both of you, stop it. This is fair.
It's a fair ball.
You know baseball is drop the ball, period, the end. It's not about one bubble. You act like they couldn't have done multiple bubbles. They should have done 2 or 3 bubbles, period. No, you
had
your chance, Rob.
Rod, they had a chance for 3 bubbles. You know where they were?
You had your chance,
Florida, Texas, and Arizona. Those are the 3 bubbles.
The NBA isn't having a problem in Florida. Stop it. Rob, you had your chance. This is fair. They should have been in a bubble from the beginning. This is a misstep on the part of Rob Manfred and the rest of baseball. And they better hope another team doesn't have this problem. 2 or 3 more teams could have the same problems as the Cardinals and the Marlins. And then we got a problem. But they have to be in a bubble for the playoffs, because if it happens to one team, it's over.
It is Fowler Fair, the Akaba Fox Sports Radio, joined by former MLB veteran Rod Allen. Last question for you guys. Through the first 100 games of his career, Padres superstar Fernando Tatis Jr. has better numbers pretty much across the board than the great Mike Trout did at this same point in his own career. So, Rod, is it foul or fair to say that Tatis Jr. will stake his claim as the best player in baseball within the next 2 years?
Oh, fair.
It's a fair ball.
He's already one of the best 5 players in baseball. Have you seen this kid play?
He's
a 5-2 player at the shortstop position. He hits for power. He throws. He defends. He tags up on pop-ups in the infield and scores from third base. This guy's electrifying. I mean, Mike Trout is Mike Trout. We all know that. But if this guy stays on the same path that he is on right now, he is unbelievable. And he comes from good genes. His daddy hit 2 grand slams in 1 inning once.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Against my better judgment, because baseball is such a fickle sport. I mean, look at, you mentioned it earlier, Christian Yelich. Look how much he's struggling after his great season last year and several last years. But this kid, I don't know when the last time somebody entered the league at such a young age and did what he's doing. He's doing more than, you mentioned Trout, he's doing more than A-Rod. He's doing more than several all-time greats did in their first 100 games. I love everything about him. I love his style. I love his hair with the blonde dreads. This dude is awesome to watch. I hope he does become the best player or one of the top 2 or 3 in baseball, because I think he'll be great for the game.
You, I'm going to go foul.
That is a foul ball.
Look, I love the start. I got to see more in baseball, because we know how this thing goes. And the thing that's unfair when you look at Trout is that, yes, you might have said the first 100 games of Trout, but when I already know where Trout is 4 years later compared to hoping that Tatis can keep this up. So even after 100 games and as well as he's played, I'm not convinced. I need more a body of work before I'm ready to say that Tatis, I love the kid. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but Trout's already done it for years already and been in the MVP conversation almost every season. So I can't believe that Tatis is going to be there until Tatis is there.
All right.
That is Fowler fair.
Thank you, Rob G. And thank you, Rob. Great job, man, even though you were wrong on that middle one.
No, you weren't, Rob.
Protecting we were baseball both right. like Rob Parker as well.
Hey, Rod, stay safe. You and the family.
All right, Rod. Take care. Thanks a lot, brother. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And the Lakers, they won last night. It took a buzzer beater, a game winner by Kyle Kuzma. Nice shot, nice play, everything. To beat the second and third unit of the Denver Nuggets. But, hey, it's a W, and Rob G is excited about it. But LeBron talked after the game. I said Kyle Kuzma hit the shot, and it was a great shot. And he had a nice game, 25 points. He's actually played very well in the bubble. Relatively speaking, I mean, you could argue he's been the most impressive Laker as far as what your ability is. He's really played pretty much close to his ultimate potential in the bubble. He's been more focused defensively, and obviously hit the big shot last night and had 25 points. So here's LeBron talking about the importance of Kyle Kuzma to the Lakers.
In order for us to win a championship, he has to be our third best player. And if I'm struggling or if AD's struggling, he has to be our second best player, you know, any given night. We can't win a championship if Kuz doesn't play well.
The first thing I'll say is, even if AD or LeBron's struggling, I get that. Kuzma's not going to be your second best player. If LeBron's having a poor game, he's still going to be better than Kuzma because the other stuff he does on the floor, defensively, you know, the vocal leadership he provides on the court, running the offense, the assists, the rebounds, and it's just the attention that he draws from the defense and the way they have to react to him, even as a decoy. Same with AD. He doesn't do all that LeBron does, but he leads him in everything. So he's going to be rebounding if he's off. He's going to be, you know, defending if he's off. So I disagree with that part. And the only thing I'll say, Rob, you wrote a column the other day on Deadspin where you said LeBron was, you know, putting the pressure on his teammates, throwing them under the bus. I disagree with that. But I do think in this statement, I don't think he needs to publicly say for us to win a championship, Kuz has to be this or that. I think you can go to Kuzma privately, be like, yo, man, you the man. You know, hit him on the chest. We need you, bro. For us to win a championship, we need you, all right? We need you to shoot. We need you to do your thing, be plugged in. That's what's going to get us there. I get all that. But when you say it publicly, now people, it looks like you're saying he's going to be the key. And if we don't win, it could be on him.
There's your excuse. And that's the part that's out there. Because you know the LeBron minions. If Kyle Kuzma doesn't play well, LeBron can do his thing. They'll say, what do you expect? Look at Kyle Kuzma. He can't even make a shot. This will be about other people. And you're right. There's nothing wrong with talking to Kyle Kuzma privately. You right. don't need to put that on the table. Everybody doesn't need to know that. That's unneeded pressure to a young guy. It just is.
I would even say, and you said it right there, Rob, a young guy. Because if he said that about AD, for us to win the championship, AD going to have to be the man. I get that because we all understand that anyway, right?
Like, we do, AD, but that's, is going to have to do it.
Right, he's a top 6-7 player in the league. Yes, he's going to have the ball. But, yeah, it's tough to put that on Kuz. It really is. And, you know, I don't think – I'm not as, you know, diabolical as to think LeBron purposely did that to put the pressure on Kuzma and, you know, use him as a scapegoat. But, you know, it's going to be – you can't put that out there about Kuz. All right, Couple, we got an hour left. You know what to do, folks. Keep her locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.